Phoenix Audio presents The Prince and the Pilgrim by Mary Stewart. In the sixth year of the reign of Arthur, the High King of all Britain, a young man stood on the cliffs of Cornwall looking out to sea. With hand to his brow, he was straining through narrowed eyes to distinguish something far out to the southwest. A sail. It was a strange-looking sail, which belonged to none of the ships he could recognize. This was a foreign-looking rig. And as it came clear to the sight, there moved behind it another, and another. And now the ships themselves were visible, riding long and low in the water. No device on the sails, no banners at the mast, but along the thwarts, rows of painted circles glinting in the shifting sunbeams. Shields. Unmistakable, even to him who had never seen a Saxon longboat before, and where certainly no Saxon longboat had any right to be. Then suddenly, as he watched, the ships, there were five of them, turned as one, the way a flight of birds turns at some unheard and invisible signal, to make for the shore and the narrow harbourage of the bay, a bare mile to the north of where he stood. He turned and ran. The young man's name was Bodwin, and he was brother to March, King of Cornwall. The king had left Cornwall some 3 weeks.